Let us be happy, healthy, and compassionate.
Good afternoon, dear listener. You are tuned into Classic FM 101.2 MHz and the program Tara Bolchan, which comes to you every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. You can listen to us online at classicfm.com.np via Hamro Patra mobile application and also at our school's website futurestars.edu.np, where you can get more information about our school. I am Sayana Gregai and with me is your co-host Kripa Sakya for this wonderful afternoon. To begin with, we have a mesmerizing song for you.
यो हावा ले लहर ल्यायो के मन भित्र नया यो रहर जाग्यो के हावा यो हावा ले लहर ल्यायो के मन भित्र नया यो रहर जाग्यो के यो हिमाल भरी केही फैलियो कि म त पग्लिन पुगेछु तिम्रो वरिपरि चिसो साँझले न्यानोलाई खोजेसरी मेरा आँखाले नि तिमीलाई खोज्छन् घरिघरि थाहा छैन कहिले यो के भयो तर लाग्छ जे भयो सही भयो तिम्रो बोलीमा आज बोलीमा हराए 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 तिम्रो बोलीमा आज बोलीमा हराए 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 तारा तिम्रो आँखामा मेरो दुनिया बोके साथमा गाइन्छु चाहे दिनमा होस् या रातमा हर पल हर क्षण मेरो यादमा तिमी हुन्छौ तिमी हुन्छौ यो पहाडमा केही जादु फैले छ खै पुगेछु तिम्रो आँखा भरि लामो रातले घामलाई खोजेसरी मेरा अङ्गालोले तिमीलाई खोज्छन् घरिघरि थाहा छैन कहिले यो के भयो तर लाग्छ जे भयो सही भयो तिम्रो बोलीमा आज मलाई ठाउँ त देखाऊ
I hope you did enjoy the song. This week, Fijistar celebrated the birthdays of Pratna Raj Karnikar, Pranil Kesi, Avipsha Pokhrel, Kripa Sakya, and Riddhima Thapa. Let's wish them a very happy birthday. Now, in our studio, we have Sara Tamang from Grade 9.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Sara Tamang, a student from Class 9. And today, I will be reciting a poem. The title of my poem is Madam and Her Madam by Langston Hughes. I worked for a woman. She wasn't mean, but she had 12-room house to clean. I had to get breakfast, dinner, and supper too, then take care of her children when I got through. Wash, iron, and scrub, walk the dog around, it was too much, nearly broke me down. I said, "Madam, can it be you're trying to make a pack horse out of me?" She opened her mouth and cried, "Oh no, Alberta, I love you so." I said, "Madam, that may be true, but I'll be dogged if I love you." Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Here we have Eliska Mohajan from Grade 6.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Eliska Mohajan from Grade 6. Today I'm going to recite a poem. The title of my poem is Teach Your Children. Teach your children what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. If men spit upon the earth, they spit upon themselves. This we know, the earth does not belong to us, we belong to the earth. This we know, all things are connected, like blood which unites one family. All things are connected, whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. We did not weave the web of life, we are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Eliska. Dear listener, let's listen to this song.
Just like a certain motorbike and from Charming, are you looking for the old ultraviolence, your trouble? Yes, I knew right from the start. And the labyrinth I thought I knew, rearranged to shape anew, at amazement of the excitement that once rang. And if I was a fool for you, I'd wait 500 million hours on a park bench out on the moon, but in full view of what you are. Savior of mankind. 500 million hours on a park bench out on the moon, but in full view of what you are, you're a goddess, you're my rock star.
Welcome back. I am Tripa Sakya, your co-host for this segment. You're listening to Classic FM 101.2 MHz and the program Tara Bolchan. Before we move on, let's listen to this song. I hope you did enjoy the song. Now we have Archisa Duwal from class 7.
Namaste, mero naam Archisa Duwal kaksha 7 bata. Aaja ma euta Nepali kavita vachan garna gai raheko chu. Mero kavita ko shirshak cha hamro samaj. Koi hunchan tuk tuk kala tuk tuki murti khopdai हाँस्दै हुन्छन् कृषक मलले ब्याडमा बिउ छोप्दै यसमै बाँच्ने भर छ भरिया भार बोकेर हिँड्छन् कस्तो राम्रो मिलन यिनको एकअर्कासँगै छन् रङ्गी चङ्गी रहर बटुली चित्रमा रङ्ग भर्छन् कोही नाच्छन् छम छम गरी नृत्यमै डङ्ग पर्छन् हाँसी हाँसी हृदय तबला तालमा थोक्छ कोही 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 मधुर मुरली बाँसुरी फुक्छ कोही कोही हुन्छन् गुनगुन गरी गीत गाइरहेका कोही हाँस्दै सडकतिर ऊ हेर आइरहेका कोही कोही पसलतिर छन् साग किन्दै र बेच्दै यी जम्मैको मिलन मधुरो हुन्छ चिन्दा नचिन्दै बाली नाली लह लह झुरी खेत बाली खुलेका डाली पक्री भमर भमरा पात पातै डुलेका गाई बाख्रा बन चहरमा घाँसको घाँस खास्छ हब्बा म्या म्या लय छ तिनकै गीत हुन् वा गुनासा कोही आफ्नै घरतिर कुनै काममा व्यस्त हुन्छन् लेख्ने पढ्ने पठन जनजो पर्दमै मस्त हुन्छन् कोहीलाई प्रविधि विधिको काम धन्दा छ आज यी जम्मैको मन मिलिजुली बन्छ सिङ्गो समाज धन्यवाद
थ्याङ्क यू अर्चिसा नाउ वी हेभ माइसा ठोकर फ्रम क्लास 9
गुड आफ्टरनुन एभ्री वान I am Maisha Thokar from grade 9 and today I am here to tell you about ICT. We are in the world of ICT. In this world, technology has developed so much that the world has become a very small global village. Technological development has not only made the world a small place but also the outer space. Other planets and the moon have been invaded by technology. ICT has been developing in a very fast pace. Telephone, mobile phone, fax machine, computer and the internet have helped people of one corner of the world to be connected to the people of another corner of the world. In a computer, we can share pictures, videos, voicemails, we can type text and save it as a data. We can use it for future or send it to far off places. ICT uses electrical devices where heavy information is stored, processed and broadcast. Due to communication satellites, the level of ICT development has been raised very high. Thank you.
Thank you, Maisha. Dear listener, now I would like to play a song.
को कुन बोलामा आफैलाई पहिल्याउँदै पर्खी बसेछु म बोकेर यो माया मेरो दिन तिमीलाई औमा कहाँ माया तिमी हतारिँदै बतासिँदै सकेछ तिमीलाई नदेखि तिम्रो अनुहार आँखामा मेरो बसिसकेछ माया Thank you.
Us, we have Jordan Lama from class 9.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jordan Lama. Today, I'm gonna present you a short story. The title of my story is The Fox and the Crane. There lived a fox in a forest. One day, he thought of a plan to have fun with a crane from the same forest. The fox always used to laugh at the appearance of the crane. "You must come and dine with me today," he said to the crane, smiling at himself at the trick he was going to play. The crane gladly accepted the invitation and arrived in good time and with very good appetite. For dinner, the fox served a soup, but it was set out in a very shallow dish, and the crane could do was to wet only the tip of his bill. He could not drink a single drop of the soup, but the fox lapped it up easily, and to increase the disappointment of the crane, made a great show of his enjoyment. The hungry crane was much displeased at the trick, but he was a calm-tempered fellow and saw no good in flying into a rage. Instead, not long after, he invited the fox to dine with him in turn. The fox arrived promptly at the time that he had been set, and the crane served a fish dinner that had a very appetizing smell, but it was served in a tall jar with a very narrow neck. The crane could easily get at the food with his long bill, but the fox could only lick the outside of the jar and sniff the delicious smell. And when the fox lost his temper, the crane said calmly, "Do not play tricks on your neighbors unless you can stand the same treatment yourself. Thank you."
Thank you, Jordan. We will be right back after a short commercial break. Welcome back. I'm Sarnia Grega, your host for this segment. Dear listener, let's listen to this wonderful song.
Took your hand tonight.
Here with us we have Aditya Pyakural from grade 9.
Good afternoon everyone. I am Aditya Pyakural from grade 9, here to tell something about sports. There are many different kinds of sports that are undertaken by a wide variety of people. Some people do sports for their career. Other people purely do sports for enjoyment and recreation. Some sports like cricket require the use of a lot of equipment while others need little. In order to successfully play a game in that sports, some people use public playing fields to play sports for free, while other sports such as squash, tennis, badminton and table tennis are usually paid for only on hour basis in the comfort of a local leisure center. Most sports are played with a round object, often known as a ball. Some sports use more than one ball. And snooker is one of the unique sports that make the use of multiple balls. The game itself is often controlled by an impartial individual known as an umpire. Most sports have a duration of not more than a few hours. However, some athletic tournaments can last up to a week, and a game of cricket can be 5 days in duration before a winner is announced. Some people prefer to watch sports. This can either be done by going to a stadium, a local leisure center, park or an television. It is often cheaper to watch sports from the comfort of a person's home than to visit the stadiums or a special event. Some sports such as football and cricket are usually popular in the United Kingdom but not as the USA. In the USA, people often play basketball and baseball. However, most countries put aside time to compete in world sporting event such as Football World Cup or the Olympics, which occurs every 4 years. Nowadays, people who have any kinds of disability also participate in sports, and most sports equipment is adapted to suit the needs of the disabled person. This means sport is something that can be enjoyed no matter the physical nature of the person. The Paralympics takes place a week after the main event, and it is equally popular. Participation in sporting activities is encouraged by doctors and school. It is for this reason and the competitive nature of individual that sports remains a very popular activity worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you, Aditya. Let's welcome Mahima Khanal from grade 10.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mahima Khanal from grade 10. I'm here to present something about permanent account number or PAN. Permanent account number is an identification number that identifies individual as taxpayer in Nepal. It is meant to identify various taxpayers in the country. PAN is a 9-digit unique identification number mostly assigned to those who pay tax to the government. The PAN is a computer-based number system that assigns a unique identification number to every single tax-paying entity. Through this method, all the taxpayers' tax-related information of a person or a business is recorded in single PAN number, which acts as primary key for storage of information related to tax. This number is an identification document for any individuals or a taxpayer, and it is meant for government to keep track of taxes paid by citizens or entities. PAN number is issued once in the lifetime of a taxpayer and never again needs to be renewed. This is distributed across the country and no two people, no tax-paying entities can have the same PAN number. PAN is known as taxpayer's identification number and the document on which number is printed is known as PAN card. PAN card is a physical card that contains permanent number as well as father's name, date of birth, citizenship number, signature and photograph of the card holder and the signature of the card issuing officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mahima. In our studio, we have Avipsha Pokhrel from class 10.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Avipsha Pokhrel from grade 10 here to share something about impact of digital technology on society. Digital technologies have a great influence on modern society. Some of the services and products like travel systems, film, music, transformations, and multimedia are becoming digital day by day. The latest technology has covered the way for multifunctional tools such as smartwatch and smartphone. Computers and laptops are gradually getting quicker, more convenient, and higher powered than ever before. The information can be easily stored and transported. The speed of data transmission is increased with the invention of digital technology and data transmission through an optical fiber. It has completely transformed the way people communicate, learn, and work. With all these innovations, technology has also made our lives simpler, faster, enhanced, convenient, comfortable, accurate, and more enjoyable. Digital technologies like Daraz, Amazon, Alibaba, etc. drastically change the way that we do business traditionally. We can show the advertisements of our products to the targeted customer through sponsorship on social media. Spending time and money on this digital technology will help business to grow rapidly in a competitive world. We have seen the importance of digital technology in the teaching-learning process during the global pandemic of COVID-19. It changed the way of teaching, learning, activities from physical mode to the virtual medium with the help of Zoom, MS Teams, etc. Thank you.
Thank you, Avipsha. Dear listener, let's listen to this song.
Watching you go, the smile on your face as the music starts to play to empty your brain out, a form of escape. Oh, dance with your eyes wide shut.
Welcome back, dear listener. I am Tripa Sakya here with you again. As we enter to the last segment, let's listen to this song.
When we're out in a crowd, laughing loud, and nobody knows why. When we're lost at a club, getting drunk, and you give me that smile. Going home in the back of a car and your hand touches mine. When we're done making love and you look up and give me those eyes. 'Cause I love the small things that you do. Oh, what remind me why I fell for you. And when we're apart and I'm missing you, I close my eyes and all I see is you and the small things you do. Call me at night while you're out getting high with your friends. Every high, every bye, every I love you you've ever said. 'Cause I love the small things that you do.
Hope you enjoyed the song. Right now we have Jelena Bhattacharya from class 9.
Good afternoon everyone. I am Jelena Bhattacharya from grade 9. Today I am going to give some information about a thermometer. A thermometer is a device that is used for measuring the temperature or the temperature gradient. This can be used in industry and even in medicine. This device has two important things that help in measuring the temperature. The first one is a sensor that uses different physical parameters like the expansion of different states of matter for sensing the change. The second one is a converter that converts the change of temperature into a numerical number. There are different types of thermometer. In weather stations, mainly mercury-filled thermometers are used. Mercury-filled thermometers can measure the temperature from -35 to 40 degrees Celsius. it has a scale division of 0.2 degrees. But if the temperature is less than minus 35 degrees Celsius, then this thermometer cannot give an accurate result and becomes unreliable. To measure the temperature under minus 35 degrees Celsius, alcohol-filled thermometers are used. This type of thermometer can measure from minus 65 to minus 75 degrees Celsius to 20 to 25 degrees Celsius. Thank you.
Thank you, Jelena. Well, dear listener, if this is the first time listening to our program, then I would like to inform you about it. Tara Bolchan is an infotainment program brought to you by Future Stars High School and presented to you by Classic FM 101.2 MHz. You can listen to us online at classicfm.com.np via Hamro Patra mobile application and also at our school's website futurestars.edu.np where you can get more information about our school. Now we have come to the end of our program. Before winding up, we would like to pay our sincere gratitude towards Mrs. Meera Basnet,
Mrs. Sanjita Thapa,
Mrs. Chelly Koirala,
Mr. Rashu Thapa,
all the editorial board members and everyone who helped to make this program successful. We will be back next week at the same time, that is 3 p.m. with lots of entertainment.
Stay safe, thank you and namaste.
Say it, I know I'm your favorite. First you love me, then you leave me in the basement. I know I'm your favorite. If you love me, baby, let me hear you say it. I know I'm your favorite. Girl, she's making me crazy. I nearly let her have all my babies. So good it sets me on fire. I leave myself, I elevate higher. You're fly girl, but you're headed to maybe. I'll take the time, treat you like a lady. Yeah. My life's a spectacle, sad story. Perhaps I'll find my way to the glory. Yes, I'm the one that took you to higher heights. That's all I was trying to do. I know you had your dreams of a better life. This time we ain't making it through. If you love me, baby, let me hear you say it. I know I'm your favorite. First you love me, then you leave me in the basement. I know I'm your favorite. If you love me, baby, let me hear you say it. I know I'm your favorite. First you love me, then you leave me on the pavement. I know I'm your favorite. Just for now.